أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with Asma al-Husn, today we will look at the quality, the attribute of al-Mutakabbir. Al-Mutakabbir is the possessor of every greatness. He is the greatest. Understanding Al-Mutakabbir, however, requires a great deal of insight and reasoning. See, because its root word, Kibriya, means greatness incorporating the concept of one's perfection. Nobody can be described as perfect except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Al-Mutakabbir is the one who possesses all greatness and who rightly deserves the pride and the glory that goes with that perfection. And to begin to understand this greatness, we need to go beyond our own mind, our ego, and our tools for perception. I mean, if we try to look for his greatness with our logic and intellect, I suppose it's like trying to capture the rays of the sun in our hands. Because if you really think about it, from the perspective of absolute reality, there is no other greatness. It's really the principal law of existence. If you place an object of 100 cubic feet in a space of 100 cubic feet, no other object can share that place. Likewise, if you have an object of infinite size, no other object can possibly occupy any space or any time. So what I'm trying to say is there is no competition in greatness with him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that Allah has said, "Pride is my cloak, greatness is my garment. Whoever disputes with me regarding either shall surely be hurled into the fire." This implies really that pride, greatness, and might befit Allah and none other. And the same as with Al-Jabbar that we talked about yesterday, it evokes humility. It keeps away the evil of self-conceit or vanity or arrogance. And more important so, keeps away pride in a human being. You know, it is from this quality that we have the command to magnify Allah by saying the takbir. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than anything or anyone. And it is totally inconceivable of anyone except Allah in an absolute sense. So every time you say Allahu Akbar, think Al-Mutakabbir. And immediately it is to think of the greatness of Allah, and we can see our smallness. Our egotism, our pride are effaced. They're replaced by the greatness of Allah, which is reflected in the way we behave. There is safety from being belittled because you bow down to nothing but the truth and to nothing but the greatest. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that never can a person who possesses even a speck of kibr, or which is pride inside his heart, enter Jannah. Kibr is caused when we think that we possess some kind of excellence. And when one feels this, then we feel that others are inferior. And suddenly there is a feeling within the nafs which actually manifests itself in our actions. Even basic actions like walking and talking subconsciously change. And the intensity of pride takes over a person without the person realizing it. And suddenly they create an artificial halo of sacredness around themselves. But we must know, and it's in every language, every culture possible, that pride comes before a fall. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that there is no person who does not have a harness to his or her head. Whenever they are proud, whenever there is kibr in them, an angel says, "Be humble, lest Allah should disgrace you." Thus in his eyes he may be the greatest of human beings, whereas in the eyes of the people he is the smallest of creatures. When he is humble and modest, Allah removes the harness from his head, and an angel says, "Elevate yourself, because Allah is elevating you." Then he is the smallest of person in his own eyes, while the most elevated and noble in the eyes of others. So the moment we think Al-Mutakabbir, then we must think who we are in comparison. If, like Imam Ali alayhi salam tells us, if only we thought only of our beginning and our end, which are so close to each other, we would remember that the beginning is a drop of sperm that was planted into the mother's womb, and the end is a limp, cold corpse that cannot be endured even by the one who loves him, and who will be placed into a hole in the ground. Think of all the people who try to display kibr. Think of Fir'auns and the Namruds and the Napoleons and the Hitlers. Where are they? Where did they go? It is enough for the human being then to understand the essence of Al-Mutakabbir. My father always used to tell us that the tree that bears fruits always shows humility. Its branches always bow down. But the one that does not bear fruits stands high and tall, but has nothing to offer. You wish or desire to be fulfilled, or there's something you really need, you really want, then recite Ya Mutakabbir before every act or before what you're planning to do, and inshallah your wishes will be fulfilled. For a righteous child, recite Ya Mutakabbir 10 times before intimacy, and inshallah Allah will fulfill your wishes.